A debate over equipping the 600,000 students of the LA Unified School District with iPads broke into shouting at a board meeting yesterday. A complicated question of how the district should spend bond money, whether it's outfitting students with iPads and funding other technological upgrades, or paying teachers and staff for previous furlough days. Monica Garcia is president of the LAUSD Board of Education. She joins us live. So, Monica, I'll pose that question to you. Should we be spending this bond money we have on student technology, or to kind of make up for lost ground that we've had because of these budget crises?
Good morning. Well, the good news is we can only spend this bond money on buildings, on technology, on non-operating costs. So the conversation really was one of priorities, and one of my colleagues expressed a concern around our district-wide initiative that Dr. Dacey has proposed from last August in response to what is changing in schools with the Common Core. So absolutely, LA Unified has to move towards closing the digital divide, putting an instrument in every student's hand, because that is what the world is dictating.
Every student, really? You think that's realistic?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, today it is?
We have to go that way. Our challenge is, how will we get there? And it is not an easy thing. The conversation about bringing a plan, making sure it's comprehensive, making sure it's not just putting a device out there, but we need a deployment strategy, we need training, we need maintenance, we need to be able to keep this going. It is a huge shift. I compared it to when the district said we're going to build 131 schools to get out of our overcrowding Concept 6, which one kid got 163 days and another kid gets 180 days. So this is absolutely high stakes. It is absolutely a huge undertaking, but the world has changed. Schools are trying to respond. We just heard another report that California is behind. And while everyone, the voters, the parents, teachers, students, people acknowledge there's gains and things are progressing, we are not where we need to be as a district. So we are moving towards transformation. We are moving towards being a district of choice. We have a lot of challenges. Over the last 5 years, we have had incredible financial stress, and we have made a whole lot of cuts.
So real briefly, do the teachers deserve to have their pay for missed days backfilled by the district, given that situation?
Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that teachers and every employee have made great sacrifices, and when LAUSD gets more money from the state, should they be compensated? Absolutely. And I think at the table, folks acknowledge that we need to do both. We still need to be able to give 180 days of school, which is this is the first time we've done that since 2008, but it was not either or. It was a question of priorities, but what is also clear is we have some dollars that we cannot spend for operating costs.
Okay, Monica, thank you very much. That's Monica Garcia, president of the LAUSD Board of Education. Let's get you caught up on traffic and weather together on KNX. It's